This is the WHL This Week radio edition presented by the Western Hockey League. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. The WHL second round of the playoffs is heating up. One team is through to the Eastern Conference Championship presented by Nutrien. We'll hear more on the Saskatoon Blades advancing with forward Fraser Minton. The Portland Winterhawks are trying to punch their ticket out west. Captain Gabe Claussen stops by. We'll also have the latest on the NHL Central Scouting final rankings and the 57 WHLers named to the list. And the Under-18 World Championships in Finland, where the WHL will be strongly represented. Later, WHL female referee Sienna Leifers is fresh off a big international assignment. We'll have more with Sienna later in the show. First up, the Saskatoon Blades finished off a sweep of the Red Deer Rebels Wednesday night to advance to the Eastern Conference Championship. Forward Fraser Minton scored four goals in the series and joined voice of the Blades, Les Lazarick, following the series victory in Red Deer.
The team advancing to the Eastern Conference Final. Talk to me about the feeling right now amongst yourselves, yourself and the team itself.
Yeah, thanks, Les. It's exciting. We're really proud of our effort that round, and we got done exactly what we came in and aimed to do, and excited for some time off here and then get right after it against either Swift or Moose Jaw, are both really good teams. That should be a very exciting, challenging series.
Tell me about the mindset going into today. I mean, it was fun to watch last night. It was entertaining, 8-5, lots of goals, lots of craziness going on, but it's not the way you're wanting to play in the playoffs on a night-to-night basis. What was it like today getting ready, knowing you guys had to be better than what you were last night?
Yeah, no, it might have been fun to watch, but we were, frankly, pretty disappointed with our game yesterday. It's not the, tight style you wanna have coming into a playoff game, especially on the road. And we just felt like there was more to give as far as passion and compete from the boys. So that was our main focus for tonight. And right from puck drop, I think that was evident. We were buzzing and really just took over the game.
You scored a goal tonight on a pass from Igor Sidorov. I don't know how often you and Igor get to be on the ice together, sometimes on power play, but 5-on-5, it's very rare. I mean, how special is he? I'm sure you knew about him a little bit from afar, but what's it like playing with him now up close?
Yeah, honestly, I had no idea he was at this level. It's unbelievable to see what he can do with the puck, and he's so creative and skilled, and yet he's a really competitive guy. Always wants to win and work as hard as he can to help the team. So absolutely love, like you said, don't get out there with Sid, but love watching him and love him as a teammate.
Yeah, you've got a little bit of time to wait. The next series won't start until next Friday. Is that almost too long to wait, or is this a good time to have that kind of type of length of break?
Yeah, I don't think so. I think that's we've played upwards of some guys with preseason stuff, 80 games to this point now. So any rest you can get really helps. I think getting some touches at practice too. We haven't had any real practice time throughout this series, and won't during the next either. So, and then with having the top seed and starting at home, it's I think it's an advantage to have as many days off as possible.
Fraser, this chat was initiated by an old friend of yours from Kamloops who hosts the WHL radio show, your old pal John Keane in Kamloops. He wanted to have your voice on the show this week. Just want to say hi to him and thoughts on being a Saskatoon Blade now after so much success with him and the Kamloops Blazers.
Yeah, let's say hi to Keener for sure. He's a good dude and taught me lots about talking to the media and stuff, and was always saying good things about the boys. So Keener's a great guy, and he told me I'd like the Prairies, and I have really enjoyed them so far. So that's nice to hear. Keener's got me shouting out there.
He's got your back, no two ways about it, and so do I, and so does everybody around Blade City. Congratulations, Fraser, again on the victory and the advancing to the Eastern Conference Final. We'll see you back at home.
Thank you very much, Les.
From the drop of the puck to the Edschanout Cup, this is the WHL This Week radio edition.
Perhaps the best series in the second round of the WHL playoffs presented by Nutrien has been the prairie battle between the Swift Current Broncos and Moose Jaw Warriors. The Warriors taking a 3-1 series lead earlier this week after winning back-to-back games on the road in Swift. Warriors forward Braden Jaeger has 5 goals and 9 points in the series and talked after winning games 3 and 4 on the road.
Yeah, that was our goal coming into this, these 2 games here. Obviously on the road, it's tough to win, especially in the playoffs. And with that atmosphere they had, is pretty electric. But, we found a way to get 2, and it feels great.
The Warriors have been getting key contributions from the group of forwards and their back end in the series.
I mean, we're a deep team, and part of our identity is, we're deep and we play hard. And, I thought it was a great performance by all our lines.
The Warriors now have a chance to close out the best of 7 set on home ice.
Yeah, I think, Swift's a good team, and, they never go away. So, I think if we just play like we have the past 3 games, I think give ourselves a good chance to win. And, I think that, like you said, their back's against the wall, and they're not going to quit. So I think we just got to do what we've done the last 3 games, and it should work out.
The winner will play the Saskatoon Blades in the Eastern Conference Championship. Also, the Kelowna Rockets forcing a Game 5 with the top-seeded Prince George Cougars after holding on in Game 4 on home ice.
Sitting free, Becker with it now, lost it, and it's sent to center, and time will expire! The Kelowna Rockets have done it! They stay alive for Game number 5 at the CN Center!
Well, the Portland Winterhawks are in a bit of a holding pattern as we speak to their captain, Gabe Claussen, ahead of a Game 4 against the Everett Silvertips this after building a 3-0 series lead in the Western Conference second-round series. Gabe joins us on the line. First of all, Gabe, you guys are in a good spot here up 3-0, but this has to be a bit of a excruciating 3-day wait between Games 3 and 4.
Yeah, absolutely. I think obviously we did our job in the first part of the series here. Getting the lead that we wanted, and a little bit of rest isn't a bad thing either, going to overtime last game. So I think we're just building up some excitement coming into Game 4 here.
Let's talk about that overtime session you had in Game 3. That was wild. You were on the ice for some of it. You were watching from the bench for some of the other action, and then a weird goal goes in. Let's go back to that overtime and just how crazy that was here for both teams.
Yeah, no, it was an awesome game. I think all the way through it was a good battle. With Everett throughout the whole 60 minutes, and then needed some extra time. And obviously you're going to be a little bit nervous in overtime, and I thought we did a good job. And like you said, got a bit of a lucky bounce there and found a way.
Seemed like it was like a shooting mentality from the Winterhawks that really seemed to get even more so for overtime. Was that the focus coming into that fourth period for your team?
Yeah, I think whenever you got a chance in the offensive zone to get a puck on net, it's never a bad play. To get in there and crash in that, in overtime it's always going to be a greasy one that gets the job done. So I think we did a good job putting a lot of shots on net and like you said, found a way.
You guys got a great team there this season, and you're in a position here along with, as we speak, Prince George trying to wrap up their series against Kelowna to match up with Prince George. But you still have to finish off the job with the Silver Tips here. It is 3-0. We have seen, even last year, a team come back from 3-0 and do the reverse sweep here. So how do you finish the job and then look forward to the Western Conference Championship?
Yeah, I think the fourth game in a series is always the hardest one to win. We've experienced that in the past as well, and I think we know we got a lot of experience in our room, and we know that it's not going to get any easier going forward, obviously. And I think with a little bit of rest here and a lot of excitement coming into Game 4, I think we got a lot of confidence, and we're looking forward to it.
I look at your career and how you've gone along here. At 16, you played big minutes. Now you're a 20-year-old, you're the captain. You've always been sort of a mid-30 goal scorer guy, 35 goals this year, 35 the year before. But you've added the assist element this season. You put up 106 points, 71 assists, by far and away your most assists in a single season here. What clicked for you on that puck distribution side, for your season this year?
Yeah, I don't know. I think obviously the line mates I was playing with helped out a lot this year. They were both able to fill the net on pretty much any chance we got. So I think just being fortunate enough to be alongside those two, Steph and Dave, for most of the year, they really helped out in that. And I think just playing on such a good team like we had this year, scoring a lot of goals, that kind of helps out the totals there. But I think just kind of rounding out my game and hanging on to pucks a little bit more, just found a way to get a couple more this year.
You know, I think back to last year after the end of Portland's season, and your head coach, GM Mike Johnston, was, you know, very open in saying, we're going to be really good next year. We're going to add players. We're going to be a top team. What's been the mentality since training camp? Is this a team on a mission this year, or tell me just how the Winterhawks have approached the season?
Yeah, I think that's exactly it. We knew coming into the season that we had a good chance. We had like a ton of guys coming back. We barely lost any guys from our team last year, and we were already pretty good last year. So I think we all knew coming back this was going to be a big year for us, and we just haven't looked back, and we kept the ball rolling.
Tell me about Nate Danielson. What a big acquisition that was. It's probably, you know, sends a message to the team when you go out and acquire a player like Nate Danielson at the deadline.
Yeah, we weren't sure if anything was going to happen at the deadline, and then we found out the news that we were acquiring Danny, and obviously the boys got pretty excited there, knowing what kind of player he is and what he can bring to the table. So he's been excellent for us ever since he's been here. Helped us out a ton, both on offense and as well as a complete game. He plays good on the other side of the puck as well. So yeah, I know having him has been unbelievable for us and really helped us out.
How about Tyson Jugnauth? Here's a guy that comes in, you know, from college hockey late in the season, and he's put into big situations right away as a veteran guy. So tell me about Tyson Jugnauth, how he's fit in with your team.
Yeah, same thing there. We didn't really see it coming, and then all of a sudden we found out he was on his way to Portland, leaving the college hockey, which you don't see very often. So it was pretty cool for us to see that. And then him as well, he fit in really well with the group as soon as he got here. Obviously, crazy good skill set on him. And it's been fun to watch him play and fit in with us. And just like Danny, he's helped us out huge.
Did you know it's his birthday today?
I did, yeah.
Any plans to celebrate the birthday for your teammate?
I don't know yet. Maybe we'll go for dinner or something, but just finished a good day at the rink, so we'll see.
Okay, and that leads me to my last question here. It seems like when the Winterhawks play hockey, they have a lot of fun. You guys are always doing different things, be it a goal celebration or after a win. I think of a victory you had. I think it was in Seattle, and everybody sort of sprinted off the ice after a shootout win, I think it was. You guys are always seemingly coming up with things. I guess that speaks to you guys must be having some fun this season.
Yeah, I think that's a big part of it is enjoying coming to the rink. And with our group of guys, we've been together for a lot of years now. Pretty much everyone here is like we're all best friends. So just coming to the rink is a lot of fun for us. And practice and games and everything, we just love it. And I don't know, we just enjoy it all together.
All right, well, it shows for sure. You guys trying to advance on to the conference championship here. Everett will be stout, no doubt, here ahead in Game 4. Appreciate you doing this, and good luck the rest of the way, Gabe.
All right, thank you very much.
You're listening to the WHL This Week, Radio Edition.
57 WHL players have been listed by NHL Central Scouting in its final rankings ahead of this summer's 2024 NHL Draft. Medicine-Hat Tigers forward Caden Lindstrom, who's been on the WHL radio show, leads the way, ranked third amongst North American skaters. Seven WHL skaters listed within the top 20 North American overall, including Lindstrom, Berkeley Katten of the Spokane Chiefs, TJ Ginla of the Kelowna Rockets, Carter Yakimchuk of the Calgary Hitmen, Tarek Parasak of the Prince George Cougars, Julius Mietinen of the Everett Silvertips, and Ryder Ritchie of the Prince Albert Raiders. Four WHL goaltenders are ranked within the top 10 North American goaltenders. They include Lucas Mateka of the Tri-City Americans, Dawson Cowan of the Spokane Chiefs, Evan Gardner of the Saskatoon Blades, and Chase Wutzke of the Red Deer Rebels. All 22 WHL teams are represented in the final rankings. The Calgary Hitmen lead the way with five ranked players, while the Edmonton Oil Kings, Everett Silvertips, Medicine-Hat Tigers, and Spokane Chiefs have four players ranked. The 57 WHLers recognized are tied with the Ontario Hockey League for the most listed players in the CHL. The NHL draft is set for this summer in Las Vegas. Seven players from the WHL have been selected to represent Canada at the upcoming 2024 IIHF Under-18 World Championship in Finland. Those players include Harrison Brunick of the Kamloops Blazers, two players from the Calgary Hitmen, defenseman Reese Hamilton, and forward Carson Wetch. Ryder Ritchie of the Prince Albert Raiders is on the roster, a pair of Brandon Wheat Kings and Roger McQueen and Charlie Ellick. Gavin McKenna, the Medicine Hat Tigers, will also wear Canadian colors. Invited to the roster but unable to participate include forwards Berkeley Catton of the Spokane Chiefs and Caden Lindstrom of the Medicine Hat Tigers. Four players, Ellick, McQueen, Ritchie, and Wetch, returned to Canada's under-18 team after helping the nation capture gold at the 2023 Hlinka-Gretzky Cup. Canada's coaching staff also features a pair of Western Hockey League coaches. Ryan Smith of the Spokane Chiefs is an assistant coach on the team. Goaltending coach Dan DePalma of the Kamloops Blazers rounds out the staff. The tournament opens next Thursday, April 25th. It runs until Sunday, May 5th. Canada will play two pre-tournament exhibition games against Finland and Norway.
22 teams, one goal. This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
Two Western Hockey League female officials worked the gold medal game at the 2024 IIHF World Women's Hockey Championship in Utica, New York this past weekend. Linesperson Alex Clark and referee Sienna Liefers worked that game that saw Canada knock off the U.S. 6-5 in overtime. Now, both have worked international women's events in the past. The officials debuted together at the IIHF World Women's Championship in 2021, but hadn't worked a gold medal game until this past weekend. In conversation with the WHL's Cammy Koepke, Seattle Leafers talked about getting into the game back in her hometown of Cudworth, Saskatchewan.
I grew up with two brothers, one older and one younger, and naturally being the only girl, whatever my brothers got to do, I immediately told my parents I get to do too. And that went from anything from riding dirt bikes to playing hockey. So once my brothers got into hockey, I followed suit. And my older brother actually started reffing first. And just like everything else, I told my parents, well, if he's going to do it, then I'm going to give it a try too. So it started just by following my brother and became a really good part-time job. When I was going to high school, all my friends were working at the local grocery store or the pharmacy. And I got to be at the rink officiating hockey. So that's kind of how I got into it.
Sienna says it was an awesome experience to officiate that high-pressure game between the U.S. and Canada.
Yeah, it was an incredible feeling. You have the big pre-game nerves leading up to it, and when you get that first lap in, you're still feeling it. But once that puck drops and you get to blow your whistle for that first time, you just ease into that routine. And hockey is hockey, but taking that step back, it was phenomenal to just be part of that game. And what a game it was. We had everything from lots of excitement with the goals back and forth, the penalties and overtime. And it just went back and forth all game long. And it was so loud and the energy in the building was electric. It was really surreal, actually, to be on the ice. And it was after the game in the dressing room and we were all kind of sitting there just enjoying the moment and soaking it all in. And I think that's when it really hit us, how fun it was and how awesome it was to be on the ice for that game.
So what's next?
That next goal coming up pretty quickly here will be to return to the Olympics in 2026 in Milan, Italy. And then again, just to keep pushing and trying to break those barriers on the male side, still through the American Hockey League and the Western League, just making a female referee more consistent in those leagues. So still working to increase game counts and work into playoffs and just keep trying to break those barriers that women haven't done yet.
The complete story is available online at WHL.ca. Hey, that'll wrap up the show this week. Want to say a big thanks to Les Lazarek and Cammy Koepke at the WHL office. Next week, it's a preview of the WHL Conference Championships. Enjoy the weekend. I'm John Key.